And if, like me, you've struggled over the years with your weight, then you may be familiar with my next guest, because I'm going to be speaking to Jerry Leahy. And Jerry is a Slimming World consultant and team development officer. Jerry, how are you today?
I'm very well, thanks, Orla. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks a million. Jerry, maybe I'd start off by asking you just to explain maybe to the listeners just a little bit about yourself. How did you become a consultant with Slimming World?
I suppose many years ago I would have joined the Slimming World group in Dungarvan, actually. They were new to Ireland at the time. And like that now, Orla, I would have tried a lot of different things over the years. Things that work short term. But I like my food, and I wanted a bit of everything. So I joined Slimming World and was really, really successful in my journey with them. And that led on then for me to become a consultant.
That's great. So you actually were successful at, can I ask you, is it too personal to ask you, was it a lot of weight that you lost, Jerry?
I lost 4.5 stone.
Amazing.
Absolutely fabulous, yeah.
And over the years, were you struggling to lose that all the time, and then this program just seemed to suit you?
Absolutely, because as I said, I would have tried many different things, and things that may have worked in the short term, but I found that I was always hungry on them. Whereas with the Slimming World plan, we're never hungry. You know, we're filling up on all the lovely free food. So
yeah.
Want to be hungry.
Exactly. And I suppose, you know, the once you've, you know, reached your goal then, what sort of prompted you then to move on further and become part of the team with Slimming World?
Because I knew it worked, and I'm very passionate about Slimming World. And I said, you know what, if it works for me, I'd love to help other people achieve their dreams, their dream weight.
And what have you found most difficult in motivating people? Now, I know you personally, because I'm not ashamed to say that I do go to Slimming World on a Wednesday morning and up in Youghal here and in Brunashy. And I find you such a nice, chatty person. Like, your personality comes through, that you're very genuine. And I think this is important, you know, for somebody like me who's maybe trying to shed the pounds, you know, that regularly, you know, they go up, they go down all the time. I always struggle with my weight. You know, what's the hardest thing for you when you see somebody new coming in and getting them to believe in you?
And it's you just said it there earlier, it's the belief that, you know, we can all achieve what we want to achieve. It's just that we need to change our mindset just a little bit, just to know, I suppose, believe in us.
Yeah, and sorry to interrupt you there. So, how would you do that though? What is it about Slimming World that allows people to reach their goal weight?
Well, like in the group, we will have, you know, the image therapy. Like if a new member joins me, we'll have the new member talk, and I go through the whole plan with them. And I will say, Orla, that sometimes I can see people and they don't believe me.
Yeah, straight away you can tell.
Yeah, absolutely. And do you know what? To see them coming in the following week, and I've had ladies and gentlemen coming in with 11, 12 pound losses on their first week weight loss.
That's incredible weight loss.
But it's just to get them to believe that yes, you can. And you know, you're here. Do it for the week. See how it works for you.
Yeah. And it is the thing, you know, I find that, Jerry, that the key for me is preparation. If I'm prepared, if I've done the shop, if I've batched, cooked, you know, and put away the extra portions of whatever I'm having in the freezer, so that on the days that I'm really busy, I can just pull them out. Is that sort of how you would encourage people to prepare for when they're going on the Slimming World journey?
Absolutely, because we know as slimmers that planning and preparation is really key. We also know that we're all very, very busy. So when we get that hour or two to weekend, I do encourage my members to batch cook. I do encourage my members to plan their days and their weeks, because everything, there's always going to be something to get in our way.
Yeah, there is. And I suppose, you know, over the years, I have found that body image has changed a lot over the years. You know, before, I suppose, for my parents or my grandparents, you wouldn't have really thought that body image would have been such an issue. I have had issues with body image over the years because I don't kind of conform to the norm, you know, and there's a lot of pressure on people to be skinny and really thin. And I find that when I'm going up to your class that I look around and there's very normal people, but people who are, you know, very happy with their weight loss, and they can be of all shapes and sizes. You know, you're not going in to see somebody who is, you know, something you'd see on Instagram all the time. They're just very normal, everyday people who may have lost a stone. They may, like yourself, have done a huge weight loss of 4.5 stone. It's just, you know, is the pressure there all the time for us to be constantly on and looking good, do you think?
I think that is changing. I think people are now realising, with Slimming World, I want my members to enjoy getting healthy. It's a lifestyle change. We're not dieting here, we're changing our lifestyle. But I think the body images part is after. Yes, we all want to look good. Of course we do. But I think for the most part, no, we want to feel good more than, you know, bringing the body image into it.
Yeah. And you do, I know you encourage as well, you have, you know, for awards for people who are getting out walking or cycling or swimming or whatever, to keep them motivated to do that as well.
Absolutely. Because we know, and Slimworld has 54 years of experience in this, we know that food optimising 100% and working alongside the body magic, moving a little bit more. And I always encourage my members to, when you're moving more, find something you love to do.
Yeah, exactly. Whether it's walking or swimming. And we're very lucky here in Yall because you have the boardwalk, you have the sea there if you want to throw yourself into the water every day. And there's lots of options for us.
There really is. And you know what? The gym isn't everyone's cup of tea. Do you know that running isn't everyone's cup of tea? But like, what I would encourage is to, when you're starting off, move. Just move a little bit more. That's all. It could be 10 minutes, 15 minute walk. It could be 10 minutes, 15 minute swim. It could be cycling. It could be anything. But once we enjoy doing it, we keep doing it.
Yeah, it's consistency really, isn't it, Jerry? Absolutely. Like, you know, little and often can work, can build up to something. And before you know it, maybe you're doing a 5K, you know, or whatever you're doing, whether you're cycling or just instead of getting the bus to the shops, walking to the shops.
Absolutely. And those little changes.
Small changes, yeah, can really help. And What can you sort of say to listeners now who are maybe looking into the darker nights? It's coming into October, you know. What can you say to keep them maybe motivated to either join Slimming World or to continue on sort of eating healthily and being active?
But I suppose to join Slimming World, I'd love to see new members come in the door every single week. I really, really do. And you know, I suppose it's very easy for us all to sit down in front of the TV when the winter night comes in, and you know, this is what we do. I can't do anything else. I'm going to sit down in front of the TV. I'm going to be going to pack the biscuits, and this is where we start to suffer. What I encourage my current members to do is, if you like something sweet, and we have changes we can make around that. You know, that we can swap out stuff. We can, you know, the different options, and this is where the group comes in, because we work together as a group. For all those different ideas. We're always helping each other week in, week out.
You are. And they're a lovely bunch up there in Brunichy as well. They're great fun. And so if anybody wants to join you, tell us where you are and how they can do it.
Well, I'm up in Brunichy in Yall. For those who don't know where Brunichy is, it is just over from the GAA. They can call or text me on 087-408-5290. Or they can just come along to the venue at 9 o'clock on a Wednesday morning and 5:30 and 7 p.m. on a Wednesday evening.
Excellent, Jerry. And listen, thanks ever so much for taking the time out. I know you're really busy. You do go to other places as well, so you're a busy man. But thanks for everything. And sure, look, we'll put the word out there for anybody who might be interested in coming up and having a chat, because, you know, it doesn't hurt to do that.
Absolutely. There's no problem at all. More than welcome.
Thanks, Jerry. Take care.
You too, Orla. Thanks a million.
Bye.